Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Rain on hay plagues all producers eventually. The windrow disease that often follows presents lingering problems. Windrow disease, that's the name given to striped appearance in fields where alfalfa windrows remain so long that regrowth underneath was delayed. Usually it's due to rained on hay. Windrow disease presents special challenges. Weeds often invade, requiring spraying to maintain quality and protect stands. During the next growth period, plants that were not smothered regrow rapidly, while plants underneath the windrow suffer delays. Part of the field will often begin to bloom while windrow-stressed plants are still short and tender. So when do you harvest? When the first plants begin to bloom, or do you wait until injured plants are ready? I suggest two factors to tell you when you should cut: the health and vigor of your stand and the nutrient needs of your livestock. For example, is your alfalfa stand young, healthy, and regrowing well? If not, wait to cut until stunted plants begin to bloom so you can avoid weakening them even more. But if your alfalfa is in good shape, then cut it when it best meets the needs of your animals. Dairy cows need alfalfa that is cut early, so harvest when first plants reach bud to early bloom stage. Regrowth of injured plants may be slow after cutting, but this sacrifice is needed for more profitable milk production. Beef cows, though, do not need such rich hay. So if your hay will be fed to beef cattle, let stunted plants recover and then cut when they are ready to bloom. Hopefully, by next cut, regrowth will be more uniform, plants healthy, and production back to normal. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.